You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show at 6.07 a.m. Got some good news and some bad news to start the show today. We'll start with the good news. How about that?
Okay.
So this is U.S. News and World Report. They put out their annual list of the world's top resorts. And no surprise, Las Vegas kicking some serious butt.
Yeah.
So 11 Las Vegas resorts made the list. They are the gold badge winners.
Okay.
Top 10% of the list. 46 total ranked hotels in Southern Nevada. That puts us in a tie for second with Los Angeles for the most gold properties in the entire United States. Six properties affiliated with the MGM Resorts are towards the top of the list, as well as two from Wynn.
You mean all of Wynn's properties?
Isabel. Las Vegas Sands is well on there. Highest ranked Caesars Entertainment property is their relatively new Nobu Hotel at Caesars Palace. That ranked 18th.
Oh, yeah. I haven't stayed there yet.
Of the top five ranked hotels in the U.S., two are in Hawaii, two are in Chicago, one is in Vermont.
What does it say which ones are in Hawaii?
It doesn't say which ones.
Is it the Disney Alani in Hawaii?
Is that one really, really nice?
Apparently it is. Yeah. I haven't been there yet, but looking into it. I'd like to go there sometime.
Okay. That's it. That's the fancy one, huh?
That is.
It's in Hawaii.
Is that where the engagement's going to happen?
No, dude.
No?
Why are you trying to?
Oh, dude, are you trying to tell us something?
No, I'm not. Yeah. Are you trying to tell us something, Sylvia? Yeah. Are you trying to tell me something, Dave?
Yes.
You're getting engaged again?
Yeah.
Polygamy is illegal, sir.
Oh, come on. Not in Hawaii. It's an island.
Pretty sure it is.
Is it?
No. Pretty sure it is. No.
The bad news today. Do you guys know down on Fremont Street, there's a whole bunch of different performers. There's one who's known as Vegas Michael or Little Michael. He's the kid who looks like Michael Jackson, and his dad kind of hangs out in the background while he dances.
I've seen him before.
Yeah, well, here's the bad news. He was performing downtown on Fremont Street, and somebody, maybe very drunk, maybe they just won themselves a whole bunch of money. Either way, he got a $6,500 tip.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
And you're like, well, how is that bad news? Here's the rest of the story. After they'd gotten this huge tip, word started to get out that they just got a huge tip, and the other street performers started to gather around asking for a cut of the tip.
Oh, what the hell?
That's dirty, man.
At which point, Little Michael and his dad told him to kick rocks, and they said, you know what? We're getting out of here for the day. That would be plenty of money for us to...
It's a good run.
Good run for the day. Yeah. And so he said, you know what, son? You know what, son? I'm gonna take you to your favorite restaurant because you just got us a $6,500 tip. Outback Steakhouse.
Love an Outback.
So they went to Outback Steakhouse.
Baked potato soup. That bread.
And at which point somebody came into Outback Steakhouse and said, somebody has broken in your car and stolen your backpack with your $6,500 in it, because they apparently left that in the vehicle.
I don't know.
If you got $6,500.
They also, in the same backpack, stole his little miniature Michael Jackson clothes.
Aww.
I know.
Well, if we see another little Michael Jackson impersonator pop up in the next couple days.
They are pretty sure they know who did it, though.
They say
the getaway car was the same as that is used by the street performers that were bugging him on Fremont Street asking for a cut of the money, the bucket boys, the guys who play the buckets down there.
Yeah.
And have you interacted with any of these street performers down on Fremont before as part of Ian's Interesting Individuals?
Many times. Many, many times, actually. Vegas Michael is a staple down there.
Yeah.
And I was telling Dave, he kind of monopolizes Fremont just because he's a kid.
Yeah.
So he always has such a large crowd around him. So I was not surprised to hear that he got a $6,500 tip. I was very surprised to hear that everybody kind of ambushed him.
Have
and
you
was
heard
asking for
that
a cut
before, though, of people wanting to take a cut of a big tip? Even though, like, because those aren't like, hey, yes, you're all down there performing independently. There's not like some union that you have a tip share that you're paying into for.
Exactly. There is a community of street performers, yes. But I have never heard of something like this. But, you know, $6,500 compared to like $50, like what some people make.
Have you interacted with these bucket boys before?
Yeah, I was going
to ask. I have not talked to the bucket boys. I've watched them perform
numerous
times. They're 20s, I would say.
Okay. Would you interview them after that you, you heard about this story?
Nah.
Yeah. Hey, why did you steal the money? What did you do with it? Did you go to Longhorn Steakhouse by chance?
I don't think there's any Longhorns in here.
No.
Are there Longhorns in Las Vegas still? There used to be. I don't think there's still a shop.
Yeah, but very surprising to hear this. But also, don't leave a backpack with $6,500 sitting in your car.
Yes. Yeah, that was stupid.
Especially like if you know that people are asking for it. Like asking for a cut.
Yeah, and perhaps wanna, like, look in the rearview mirror and see if anyone's following you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a couple of things. Either way.
It sucks to see them get
very
ripped off.
Yeah, very disheartening. Yeah. Good news is, just a few hours earlier, they didn't have $6,500, so it's not like this is their life savings or something.
Yeah.
You know.
It's like when I, it's but like how unfortunate, time when I won, I'm like, sure. $10,000 and lost it all in the same night.
Right, yeah, just like that. Yeah, it's like it's like every time that we've ever had a significant gambling win, we immediately lose it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not our money.
Yeah.
Playing with house money. Dang.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It doesn't become real money, Dave, until you deposit it into your bank.
Right.
That's when it's real money.
That's when the guilt's...
Yeah.
From withdrawing it again.
Yes.
And again.
And again.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Top stories on the way. We're also going to be checking the voicemail again here in a couple of minutes. If you want to get a message in, 702-889-7352. In top stories, poor Rob Gronkowski, man. His house gets robbed while he's playing in the Super Bowl.
Dirty. So dirty.
Yeah. Speaking of the Super Bowl, the offensive coordinator who went out there and lost the Super Bowl for the New England Patriots. Maybe not totally his fault. Obviously, the defense to blame a little bit,
too. The offense did pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Brady did pretty well.
Yeah.
But Josh McDaniels was on his way to become the new head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. And then yesterday, after they put out a big thing saying our press conference is happening tomorrow, you can watch it all these places, blah, 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 I said, I was just kidding. I'm not coming.
Psych!
I'm not coming to coach your stupid team.
Nah.
I'm not going to do that. And Steve Wynn. This is a bombshell.
Steps down
as the CEO of Wynn Resorts.
Came out late last night.
Yeah.
The details, crazy.
Yep. We'll share them with you in a moment.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So the bombshell that dropped last night is that Steve Wynn is stepping down as the CEO of Wynn Resorts. And it's amid all these misconduct allegations. Statement released yesterday from Wynn says... In the last couple of weeks, I have found myself the focus of an avalanche of negative publicity as I reflected upon the environment this has created, one in which a rushed judgment takes precedent over everything else, including the facts. I have reached the conclusion I cannot continue to be effective in my current roles. Therefore, effective immediately, I've decided to step down as CEO and chairman of the board of Wynn Resorts, a company I founded and that I love.
Crazy. I didn't think this was going to... I mean, even if it... Whatever allegations were, come to light, I didn't think he would ever step down from his own company.
He's 76 years old, so maybe he's getting to the point where he's like, man, this is enough for me. But, you definitely felt that Steve Wynn really loved what he did for a living and took a whole lot of pride in it. And then this is coming, what, a week and a half after they just announced they're buying the land across the street and we're doing
the old
Frontier location, and then they're blowing up the golf course.
Building a lake out there.
And building another casino out there, too.
Yeah, what's going to happen to all of those plans? Who knows?
Well, and on top of that, if you've looked at the Wynn, it's called the Wynn. The logo is his signature.
It's his name and a signature. So it's pretty tied to him.
My biggest concern is, he's a major player in Las Vegas.
For those of you that don't know about Steve Wynn, I mean, he revolutionized Las Vegas Boulevard. Like, he's responsible for the fountains at the Bellagio and
the Mirage.
The volcanoes at Mirage.
Yes.
He was the one that pioneered the movement to make Las Vegas more family friendly back in the day, bringing things like the Excalibur. Of course, that was many, many years ago. But Steve Wynn.
Blow that up.
Yeah, it's time. Excalibur's had its day. But Steve Wynn transformed Las Vegas a couple of times over and very responsible for a number of the really great things that we have here. None of that excuses if he was a total dirtbag and he is true of these things, but these things are true. But he did come out and basically not admit to anything in his resignation statement. He basically said, hey, look, I've been accused of a lot of stuff. And the facts still haven't come out.
There was an article that came out in the Review Journal over the weekend that was saying that there was an article about him harassing women in the 90s and the 80s.
There's books that have been published.
That article was buried, but the paper decided not to publish it back then. Obviously, the paper is owned by one of his major competitors right now.
Now it is, yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to believe. I don't know what has happened. I would like to reserve judgment, but it's shocking.
The original report came in the Wall Street Journal, though, so that they were the ones that kind of spilled the beans on it. But, I mean, if you look at the timeline of all this stuff, you know, with Steve Wynn being accused by waitresses of you know, unwanted sexual advances, there's a number of stories going all the way back to 1990. I mean, so he opened the Mirage in 89, and in 1990, there was a cocktail server who alleged that there was a sexual relationship that she told her supervisor about. And, you know, then there was this shell company that was set up that allegedly paid out this other woman $7.5 million. It does seem like there's a number of things where you go, it sounds like he's guilty, but I'm with you, Mahoney. Like, I like to see this stuff actually vetted as opposed to just allegations and accusations.
What gets published in newspapers is not the same that is fact in court. That, you know, those are two different things. If he did it, you're a dirtbag, you gotta go.
Right.
But you can't convict him immediately. You just can't.
There has to be a due process, because otherwise just alleging that somebody does something makes them guilty of it, and that's not cool for anyone.
There are so many people who work for Wynn in his other companies as well, you know, his other properties. You know, I don't want to see bad befall them because of some guy's actions.
Right.
Also, too, you know, that's the other part of that equation. You know, there's a lot of jobs that are tied into that as well. So it's crazy to see this happening. You know what? If he's guilty, good. Keep it going. But, you know, like we said, going to reserve judgment until that day comes.
Yeah, but Steve Wynn is out at Wynn. So we'll have to wait and see.
Think they change the name of the casino?
You think?
I doubt it. I mean, it is Wynn. You know, I mean, I think that all the bad publicity right now.
Do they just change it to WIN? Same name.
That's not bad. Yeah.
Right?
You pronunciation know? Is the same.
If you do that, I need a cut.
That's right. Rob Gronkowski was in Minneapolis, of course, for the Super Bowl this past weekend. Well, he was in.
It's freezy, freezy out here in Minneapolis.
While he was in Minneapolis, as he says.
Freezy?
Freezy in Minneapolis. His house was getting robbed.
It's so dirty, man.
I know. Did you see the pictures of his house? Like, it has this huge gate with spikes on top. They're not disclosing exactly what happened, but here is the 911 call.
911, line recorded. Where is your emergency?
Hello, this is an emergency. This is Rob Gronkowski calling, and while I was gone, my whole house got robbed while on the Super Bowl trip, and I just got back.
Man, it's not, you can't laugh at that.
You know the 911 operator is like, yeah, right.
I know.
This sounds like Gronk.
It sounds like Gronk, but it's like one of those. It's like one of those Gronk boards where, like, you call and you're like, hi, this is Rob Gronkowski. My house got robbed. I like cheeseburgers. Porn stars are cool. But they're not disclosing exactly what was stolen from his house.
Well, there were safes and guns, I thought.
Yeah, they're saying there's guns. Look, it's Gronk's house. You know,
how many beer bongs were in there? Did he have a gold-plated diamond-studded beer bong that got stolen?
A diamond-studded beer bong, a stripper pole, and a bazooka, for sure. Definitely.
That's actually, those are all three one item.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Also, the 2018 Super Bowl championship. That's not here either.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where it is.
Sucks, man.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
All right, checking the voicemail in just a couple of minutes, 702-889-7352. Also, here at Intercom Las Vegas, there's a bunch of people that work here. How many would you guess? A couple hundred people?
100-something,
yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
A lot of people over the years we have gotten to know very well.
Yes.
And let's be honest, like most people that work in offices, there's a whole bunch of people that you don't know.
You don't know what they do here.
Well, what do you do here?
A lot of people probably have no idea what I do here.
That's
a lot of people think I'm you.
Including me. Yeah. That happens all the time. People are like, what's up, Mahoney? I'm like, don't you dare, you son of a bitch. I am Dave. You leave me out of this.
Uh-huh.
But Ian walked around the office and he asked some of the fine folks at work here, what do you do here? And some of them thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Some of them did not.
Yeah.
Including the big boss.
You know he was the big boss, right?
Yeah, I mean, Ian, you were just trolling him, right?
I did. I did know that.
Okay.
Right. Just making sure.
Yeah. That audio coming up in just a couple of minutes.
K97.5. Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
If you work in an office setting or even a job site, you have your favorite people, right? Mm-hmm. Like people you're like, hey, I want to go to lunch with those individuals.
Yeah. Usually the same small group, though.
Yeah. And then there's like the extended group of the people that you know, and you're always like head nod in the hallway.
Hey, you may not know their name.
Well, then that's the next group, right? Where you're like, you're giving them the, hey, how are you? How was your weekend? But you have no idea who
that's horrible.
Literally, yeah. Somebody called me Dave last week.
And we've known that guy for like 11 years.
Like literally.
Yeah.
Close to 11 years.
11 years.
Close to 11 years.
But, you know, I get it. You know,
I don't interact with him on a daily or weekly basis.
But still, there's only two of us.
And, you know. It's okay. We look a little different.
We're not the only ones, though. So, I mean, when it comes to getting people confused or not knowing exactly what people are doing, that's a pretty normal thing in most office places.
Yeah.
And Ian is trying to cut down on that here at Intercom Las Vegas. And so you went around and you asked some people, hey, what do you do here?
I did.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to know the office.
You're reaching out to everyone.
That's a good thing to do. You know, you get seen around the office. They're like, oh, yeah, that guy's not just sitting in a studio doing nothing all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you look like you're a hard worker.
How
would you say it went? Mixed bag?
Mixed bag.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
Maybe shouldn't have done it to our boss, especially the big boss.
Yeah.
Like Bossy Rossi's boss.
Yeah, I got some stuff to do after the show now because of that.
Great.
Yeah.
What the f*** do you do here?
Hey, homie, right?
Yeah.
What the f*** do you do here?
Sales corralling, mostly. Babysitting.
Oh, well, welcome to the team, man.
I've been here longer than you have.
Hey, well, again, man, welcome aboard. It's gonna be a great year.
Yeah, you cool. too.
Welcome to the team. Hi, I see you all the time. Please, remind me your name.
Allison.
Okay. Allison, what the f*** do you do here?
I handle scheduling the commercials on your station.
Welcome to the team. I'm happy to have you on board.
Thank you. I'm happy to have you on board.
Are you really?
Absolutely.
Oh, I appreciate that. What's going on? JB, right?
Hi, Ian.
How are you, sir? Can I put my feet up?
On the desk?
Yeah.
Prefer you not.
What the f*** do you do around here?
Well, as the operations manager for Intercom Communications, it's my job to make sure that all the radio stations are executing at the optimal execution that we can, and that we can make a lot of money and play, have great music, have great radio stations. So it's kind of all that rolled up into one.
Oh, so JB, technically you're my boss.
Yeah, I am. Actually, I'm your boss's boss.
How long have you been here?
Over 18 years.
18 years. All right. Well, you know what, JB? Welcome to the team, man.
I appreciate that, Ian.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
Hey, you know what, Ian? I meant to call you into the office here. I see that you have not completed your sexual harassment in the workplace training.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
That would explain why you've been so handsy recently, Ian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got to complete those, man. Yeah. No joke.
Yep, got to do that after the show.
They actually give you a little certificate when you complete it.
I'm so excited.
Congratulations, you're not a perv.
Yay!
Still perv.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So old Josh McDaniels pulled a fast one on the Indianapolis Colts. If you don't know who Josh McDaniels is, he's the offensive coordinator for the New England Patriots. And according to the Colts, he had accepted a head coaching position with them.
It was kind of the biggest story in sports yesterday.
Yeah. It was a pretty big one, right? Yeah. And the Colts had put up on all their social media, we're doing a press conference that was scheduled for today at 4 uh-huh. p.m. where they were going to introduce him. He'd already started to hire some assistant coaches there in Indianapolis.
Wow. Everything looked legit.
Well, yeah, except for the Colts rolled out the big announcement and planned the press conference before he signed a contract, I guess.
You gotta make sure you get the pen to paper before you really roll out that welcoming carpet.
The official announcement, yeah. Of course, some people in Indianapolis are none too pleased. The story that we're hearing this morning is that Josh McDaniels actually went to Gillette Stadium there in Foxborough to pack up his office and head out. And you know, he was planning on taking the job in Indianapolis, and that's when Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft sat him down, and they had a multi-hour conversation with him, and he decided that he was going to stay there in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. Now, is this writing on the wall that maybe Bill Belichick is out the door and that Josh McDaniels is the heir apparent?
I think that, I mean, you were saying yesterday that, Belichick showed up to a press conference with a fedora.
Wearing a fedora, which is not normal Bill Belichick wear.
There's, I mean, like, had he had a hoodie over that fedora,
you'd be like, okay. Yeah, okay. You know, it's a little weird, but he shows up wearing a fedora, and you're like, all right, there's something going on.
Also,
here.
As far as, like,
I don't trust it.
Jerky owners go, I can't think of a worse owner in the league than Jim Irsay.
He's pretty bad.
He is probably the worst. He's just going to be dressed head to toe in Affliction shirts and True Religion jeans, and
he's,
you know,
always got the bedazzled
you.
Jeans on. You, it's like, and you're like,
I mean,
hey,
see, that's
bro,
played out though.
It's 2018. What are you doing with sequins on your pants?
And I've been to a lot
you're
of cities.
60-year-old dude.
In the United States.
Must be flashy.
One of the worst cities, if not the worst city I've ever been to, is Indianapolis.
Really? See, I mean, I went there for a football game a couple of times, and, like, the stadium's nice.
The
and
stadium
that,
is new, and it's nice, yeah. But go into the city. Like, go into the not-so-good parts of that city. It's
No, I'll pass on that. Thank
like,
you.
I've been to Detroit, and I like Detroit more than I like Indianapolis.
Yeah. Well, of course, some people are none too pleased about Josh McDaniels' decision. This is a clip of audio from a local radio station in the area.
I think at the end of the day, the Colts lucked out on this one, though, guys. I really think big picture, they lucked out on this one because now they don't have this guy, this clown show, who clearly is not ready to be a head coach as the head coach of their football operation.
Isn't that what you always say, though? So, like, when the girl's like, no, actually, I don't want to date you.
Dodge the
bullet. That's probably good anyhow. You're too tall and skinny.
KXTEFM HD1, Gurump, Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios, inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You think he just ghosted them? He just didn't respond.
They're like, hey, Josh, are you coming to the press conference? Josh, you there, man?
Hey.
Josh?
I'm so happy.
Hello?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Ian, I got an idea for the what the f- do you do around here. Why don't you find whoever's in charge of the doing the hiring process? Because, Lord, man, 15 years applying for the same damn position, you'd think a brother would get an interview. Come on, man, especially when they fit the criteria.
Message deleted.
What position are you applying for that's been open for 15 years?
Yeah, and what criteria? Like, what are you...
What? You got to be more specific.
Yeah, man.
Obviously, Dave and I have a lot of juice around here.
Yeah, we'll help you out.
Yeah, we'll get those wheels greased right up.
They entrust us with the big decisions around here.
15 years, though. Would you apply for any job for 15 years?
Like, keep going and going and going? I know somebody like that.
Yeah. You know that no one really gets paid around here. We just sort of do it for the...
Love for radio.
For the free access to the concerts and the occasional buffet pass that we get.
Wait, you get to go to free concerts?
Free donuts in the break room?
Only I got to buy Bossy Rossi, like, extravagant dinners to get be able to go to shows around here.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, what's up? What's up, Sylvia? Hey, Mahoney, yesterday when I asked you which one you were more attracted to, either DK or Sylvia, I kind of held back my response because I was trying to do Ian a solid by not cursing on the air, but now I'm going to give you my response. You said, like, you thought Sylvia was more attractive. Because, sister, I always knew you're a sick probably watch porn, but now I know you're a sick inbred that loves sisters. Come on, man. Well, I like it. Have a good day.
Message deleted.
First off, I'm an only child, and Sylvia is a very attractive young woman.
Oh,
she
thank
is.
You, man.
Yeah.
Well, she'll be, I don't know, I mean.
Not young,
young
woman.
Young.
Wow.
Younger than us.
Yeah.
Younger than us. Yeah. I mean, you're
no,
the one
I still
who
got it. I'm not.
You're
I,
mean, I don't know.
Years
I don't know
old.
If you still got
no,
it.
No, I still
I mean,
got
you,
it.
You definitely had it at one point, and I mean, it's
no,
like
I still have
it's sort
it.
Of like a dog that has jumped the fence and
no,
it's
no,
running
no,
down
there's
the
no
street.
Jumping
you don't
fences
like
here.
Actually still have
no,
it.
I have
like,
it.
You
I still
it,
got it, man.
And it's still within sight, but it's definitely running at a full clip down the street.
No, it's not.
Sylvia is much like a sister in the regards that there is.
Yeah, we're not really blood related.
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
I would have some questions for our parents.
Yeah.
The hell are you guys doing?
Why did you get blue eyes and I didn't?
Yeah.
I'd be mad about that.
Why'd I get all the height and the smarts?
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Definitely the better feet, too.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, thank God I didn't get...
Good Lord, those hobbit feet.
No, I don't have hobbit feet.
Yes, you do.
And I still got it.
The hobbit feet. I heard that you climbed the side of Red Rock just at will this weekend, just for the fun of it. Three steps. Top of the peak.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
Oh, Amazon, you're so rich. Yeah. For real. Yeah, they are now worth more than Microsoft for the first time ever.
Wow.
I know. It's pretty amazing. If you have been planning on riding trains, you should probably stop because they keep crashing. Super Bowl ratings not doing so great, and a woman bought some lettuce at the store and found a lizard in it.
Bleh.
I got some audio coming up from that Bleh. In just a moment. Not a big fan of lizards?
No, man.
Not a big fan of produce.
You do not like lettuce. She does not like lizards. That just sounded weird.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, everyone freak out. Valentine's Day is 1 week away, and none of us have planned anything, have we?
I got nothing.
Nothing.
Ian, you got anything going over there?
Yes, I do. We're getting a couples massage today.
Ooh, really?
Yep.
Today? Wait,
today. Today, yeah.
A week before Valentine's Day.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I'm doing something, guys.
That's nice.
All right,
nice
I'm doing something.
Are you going to be in the same room?
I don't know. This is my first couples massage.
Well, I hope so. You're supposed to be in the same room.
Are you taking her down to Spring Mountain?
Yeah, where's all right. I don't know. So if you haven't planned anything for Valentine's Day yet, Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers is helping you make plans. Right now, call number 10, 702-791-1075. We'll set you up with a pair of tickets for Ka by Cirque du Soleil. We'll also give you an exclusive X107.5 charm, and we'll qualify you for the grand prize, which is a pair of tickets to Beatles Love by Cirque, dinner for two at Bandito Latin Kitchen and Cantina, and an exclusive 14-karat gold X107.5 upgraded charm.
Nice.
You call number 10 now. You're set up.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Amazon's market value has soared above $685 billion, making Jeff Bezos and his company worth a whole lot of money, worth more than Microsoft for the first time ever. So Microsoft's current market value stands at $684 billion. Lame. Amazon now trails only Apple, which is worth about $815 billion, and the owner of Google, Alphabet, valued at $750 billion. So the tech giants are creeping closer to the trillion-dollar mark. Amazon stock has soared nearly 21% this year, well ahead of the gains of Alphabet and Microsoft. Apple stock has fallen year-to-date. Amazon seems like the one that's going to continue to grow, right? Because for me, like, I buy Apple products. I'm sure I'll buy, you know, an iPhone every couple of years whenever there's one that I really want. I'll try to hold out until, like, I had an iPhone 6 until the iPhone X came out. Then I waited for that and I got that. But, I mean, as far as buying new stuff, however, it seems it's becoming more and more of my daily routine to buy stuff online, and almost all of that goes through Amazon. Almost all of it.
A lot of it, for me, goes through Amazon, and I'm with you. I think Apple, you know, I ordered one of those HomePods that's coming tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah.
It's got good reviews, but I don't think it's going to be revolutionary in any way, shape, or form. I don't think that everybody in America is going to go out and buy a $350 speaker.
Well, there's already the Amazon Echo and the Google Home, and it's like they're last of the party.
Well, it's not so much that. The difference between the HomePod and the Amazon Echo and the Google Home is it's focused on music. Like, whereas listening to music through an Alexa or a Google Home, it's okay, but if you want, like, real good, crisp music sound, you know, crisp sound and stuff like that, I think Apple, what they've done always is done music better than almost any other platform.
Except for their Beats. Beats suck.
Well.
Not a fan of Beats.
No.
Beats headphones are garbage.
Amtrak has another crisis on their hands. There was a high-speed Amtrak train traveling in New York, and it broke apart into two pieces while it was going 125 miles an hour.
Yeah, this is horrible.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And again, like, this has been just like the norm now. There was one last week in South Carolina where there was a crash there. Of course, the one in Washington just a few weeks ago over the holidays.
It seems like there's one popping up every single week. Yeah. Our railway systems are, you know, severely underfunded. You know, you look at... You go over to Europe, you go over to Japan, you go to Asia.
But those are totally different places. They're not America. America's too big. It's too spread out to have an effective rail system.
Well,
I mean, you think about Europe, and you can take a train from Italy to Amsterdam in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, America is just too big for that.
Well, we're not too big for anything. We just chose to put our money in other ways of public transportation.
But I'm sorry, physically, it's so much bigger as far as a landmass goes to have an effective rail system.
You know what? The distance between Los Angeles and Las Vegas.
We can't even get that done.
Yeah. No.
And that's like 275 miles.
Elon Musk is working on a solution, though. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to see if it ever will come to see light of day.
What has Elon Musk ever pulled off, though?
The Boring Company, which is, you know, the predecessor for the Hyperloop. We will have these Hyperloops underground, which would be pretty amazing.
You saw the launch yesterday of the Falcon Heavy?
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome. So it's pretty absurd that they have a rocket that has gone into space and there is Elon Musk's Tesla strapped to the side of it, and it's got a dummy behind the wheel.
Playing
David Bowie. But here's the launch from yesterday.
3, 2, 1. You've heard the call out. Vehicle is supersonic.
Making space travel fun again, you guys. All right.
This is pretty amazing. The launch itself was awesome, fact that you could land two rockets simultaneously, like watching that happen, blew me away. I was just like, This is what the future is supposed to be about.
It's not supposed to be us arguing on Twitter.
Nope.
Yes. Okay. It does not need to be that. I think Elon Musk, if the way his, you know, this is a guy who was part of PayPal. That's how he made his billions of dollars,
right,
by launching PayPal, being a part of that, has got out of that and decided to take that money and invest it in things that are going to push humanity forward, like electric cars, space travel.
The Hyperloop is the big thing.
Mm-hmm. All of that is, these could be like,
the so, Hyperloop, like, by the way,
could
is
be game changers for the entire world.
Where you basically travel at airline speeds on the ground. So you're going 800 miles an hour, but you don't have any of the hassle of going through all the airports.
But it's not going to Los Angeles.
Well, the Hyperloop they were talking about building it between San Francisco and Los Angeles as one of the first testing grounds.
And
they're still talking about the high-speed train between here and LA.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, that's not really going to go to Los Angeles.
Stupid idea.
that one's never going to happen.
It was never going to go to Los Angeles anyhow. When they were talking about this train, is going to end in Victorville.
Like,
you ever been to Victorville?
Yeah.
Hey, Dave. Victorville getting a Cracker Barrel. They are. That's big news coming out of Victorville this week.
Elon Musk talks about going to Mars.
It really feels like we've got a shot at going back to the moon, going to Mars, and reviving the spirit of exploration that was Apollo.
This is what humanity, we are supposed to be pushing forward. And, you know, I think that, you know, a lot of the leaders over the years have just gotten that idea just messed up. Like, humanity as a whole should be growing, and all we're doing is fighting.
Is that space?
Yeah, it's space.
Space is silent,
dude.
You can't hear yourself scream in space, man.
I know. There's a bunch of people screaming right now because space is awful. You can't hear it.
No.
Oh, my God. It's awful up here.
No, I think the oxygen would be sucked out of your lungs.
We need to be able to move to other planets, man, because this is like our starter home. We don't stay here forever.
Well, yeah, I feel like this is our starter home, and like crappy neighbors just moved in next door that are like parking on the lawn and stuff. We got
to
go, man.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Should have picked a gay neighborhood. Should have.
A gay neighborhood? Is that what you said?
Yeah, those property values always going up.
Well, okay.
Look at all the cities and studies that have done that.
Yeah, it's because there's no damn kids running around ruining it.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Do you want to play the movie quote quiz for some tickets to WWE potentially? Give us a call right now, 702-791-1075. Good luck to you. Dave Mahoney.
Hey, did you waste your entire youth staring at the TV? Yeah, we did too. It's the movie quote quiz with the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Hey, Wendy, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. So we need your help here because last week we did the movie quote quiz and it was the worst movie quote quiz that we've ever done.
The guy didn't get a single one right.
Yeah, you remember how bad that was? Yeah. So we're counting on you to pull through here. You have to get three or more correct out of these five.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
No, you're fine. You're fine. So
it's easy.
Yeah. These are all very popular movies. I'm going to play you the quote. If you need to hear it again, no problem. But after I play it for you a second time, you only have 5 seconds to figure it out. If you get it correct, you'll hear the screaming eagle of success. If you get it incorrect, it's a disapproving pony. Are you ready for quote number one?
sure.
All right, here we go. You don't sound that confident. Good luck.
Stay away from me, Wendy.
Stay away!
Darling, light of my life, I'm not going to hurt you. You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your brains in.
Hmm.
Wow. Is that Peter Pan?
Peter Pan.
No.
There was a Wendy in Peter Pan.
Yeah,
but
that was Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, no, it's that was The Shining. Yeah. That was The Shining. Yeah,
oh man,
it's okay. It's all right. I don't recall the scene from Hook where Peter Pan talks about bashing your brains in, but it's fine. It's cool.
That was the earlier version.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Like the director's cut.
Director's cut. Yeah.
Yeah. The grim fairy tale version of Peter Pan.
It's all right. Here we go. On to quote number two.
Okay.
Yeah. How are you gonna stop that one?
Good question, Aguado. First, I'd establish a motive. In this case, the killer saw the size of the bug's and became insanely jealous.
Okay, I think I recognize that voice.
Who do you think it is? Talk it out.
What's his name?
Play it again for it, Dave.
Okay, here we go.
Yes.
How are you going to stop that one?
Good question, Aguado. First, I'd establish a motive. In this case, the killer saw the size of the bug's and became insanely jealous.
Oh, boy.
5 seconds.
I could see his little... it's a short guy.
Oh, boy.
That was Jim Carrey.
Yeah, it was Ace Ventura.
Pet Detective.
Man.
Yeah.
Ed O'Neill in the beginning part of that.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that sucks.
Okay. It's okay. It's all right. So you went ahead and got you got the two out of the way.
Yeah.
Now I got to get three.
You got to get these three. All right.
Okay,
here we go.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is that why you are here?
That sounds like more like a song, but
Are you not entertained is what he's screaming.
Yeah.
Very, very.
Are you not entertained, Wendy?
Very famous scene.
I'm
from
very
the movie.
Entertained. You guys are so entertaining.
Do you know the movie?
Flattery's not gonna work here.
It won a bunch of awards.
One more time.
Is it?
Okay, it's okay. Here we go.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
That's Russell Crowe. That's Russell Crowe.
Gladiator?
Yeah!
There you go.
All right.
We're on the board. We're alive.
That's one.
All right.
Yeah,
we
can do it. We can do it. Here we go.
All right, the key elements for a successful sled team are a steady driver and three strong runners to push off down the ice. Ice!
Wait,
They're talking about sledding, a certain type of sledding. Hmm.
They have accents.
Yeah.
You may have noticed. Try to almost figure out where they're from.
Jamaican type accents.
No. Can I hear it one more time?
You betcha.
Sure.
All right. The key elements for a successful sled team are a steady driver and three strong runners to push off down the ice. Ice!
Almost as if it's a movie about a Jamaican bobsled team.
Is it Cool Running?
Hey! Yeah!
No hints on this last one. Because you are awful. You are awful. This is going really poorly for you.
No, she's still alive. She's still alive.
Oh, my God.
Compared to last week's
contestant. Dave, you gave her the whole thing. You gave her the whole thing, that one.
I needed to.
Yeah.
We had to get to this last one. All right, no hints on this one.
Okay.
Good luck to you. You can win if you get this one right.
All right,
here we go.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Devil. Okay.
Who is it? What is it? 5 seconds.
I'll play it for you one more time, and then you have 5 seconds. That's the rule. Here we go.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I don't know. Is it?
Take a shot.
The Usual Suspects?
Yes! Yes!
I'm not even happy about this.
Yeah, why not, man?
We gave her everything.
We didn't give her that at all. She totally got that on her own. Wendy, you did it!
She got one. One out of five. That was horrible and painful to listen to.
Oh, that was great.
Ouch.
Oh, that was the best ever. No, she was messing with us the whole time.
No, is that what it
Wendy,
was?
Wendy, you are the best player of the movie quote quiz that's ever lived.
No, you are not.
You're going to WWE. Congratulations.
Enjoy our charity.
T-Mobile Arena, Sunday, February 25th, and you're also in the running for the grand prize, which is front row tickets with Pauly.
It's
woohoo! You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So a bombshell drops last night. Steve Wynn is no longer the CEO of Wynn Resorts. He's stepping down, and yeah, big uh-oh for him. There's been all sorts of allegations for years against Steve Wynn. And you know, there was a story that came out a couple of days ago from the Wall Street Journal that really turned up the heat on Steve. And then the Review Journal came out, what, 2 days ago, yesterday, and said that there was a significant story
from the 90s that
they
had
buried.
The editor at the time and the owners at the time had been squashed. Obviously, the Review Journal is now owned by Sheldon Adelson. And, you know, so it's under new management who has no love loss for Steve Wynn himself. So they're like, they decided to bring that story to light as well.
Although Steve Wynn not admitting any sort of guilt while he stepped down, he said, in the last couple of weeks, I found myself the focus of an avalanche of negative publicity. And he lost about $500 million too. So
yeah.
$483 million in stock price. As I reflected upon the environment that this has created, one in which a rushed judgment takes precedent over anything else, including the facts, I have reached a conclusion I cannot continue to be ineffective in my current role. Therefore, effective immediately, I have decided to step down as CEO and chairman of the board for Wynn Resorts, a company I founded and that I love.
Well, Wynn Resorts stock is up big today, almost 10%,
really?
Up $15 as of right this very second. I mean, their
Matt
stock,
Maddox is he was a president of Wynn Resorts. He has been appointed the CEO.
The Wynn stock over the last, you know, 2 years, since going back to January of 2016, it was around $50, $57 a share, and you know it hit its peak a little over 200, I think, earlier. Now it's back up to 180. So I mean, the Wynn stock price is doing gangbusters. Obviously, with the news on this, investors think that the properties are still very valuable, and moving forward, they are buying up stock pretty handily this morning.
So 1,200 Winter Olympic security staff have been quarantined thanks to a virus outbreak.
Ugh.
I mean, wonderful.
The flu is going around.
It is. So they have deployed 900 military personnel to take over security duties at the Winter Games after 1,200 security guards were pulled from duty following an outbreak of the norovirus. So at least 41 staff started showing symptoms. As of Sunday, all the civilian guards were in stable condition, according to the report. Organizers are using this as a precautionary measure, but it is freezing over there as well. So yesterday was negative 2 degrees where the opening ceremonies were set
in
to take
Pyeongchang.
Place. In Pyeongchang.
Yeah.
Hope I'm saying that right.
I think we are. I'm very excited about the Winter Olympics, but could you imagine you train all your life. This is your big shot to go perform on a world stage for your country and win possibly a gold medal, and then you get the flu.
Yep.
Like, that's the one thing that ruins everything.
Just.
Well, it's like we were talking about this weekend with Pink. You know, she's singing the national anthem on arguably the biggest stage in all of television before the Super Bowl, and she gets the flu right beforehand.
Still kills it, though.
Still crushes it.
She is so incredibly talented. Like, I was never a fan of hers in, like, the early 90s when she came out. You know, I just, you know, like, some of the more the hip-hop stuff that she was...
Yeah, she was... Mm-hmm.
She was pushing.
Yeah.
But, like, over the last, I would say, last 10, 12 years, the more mature sound that she's come out has really shown that, like, she is... You know, an amazing performer. So, and especially to be able to do the anthem as well as she did while sick, nothing but props to Pink.
So I know that you guys don't watch The Bachelor like I do, but Ian came into the studio yesterday morning and he ruined what happened on The Bachelor this week for me, because it comes on at 8 o'clock. And so I'll generally watch it on Tuesday nights after I've recorded it, because if it comes on at 8, they're 2 hour episodes every week.
It's not
up until 10 and you're like, it's kind of late.
Can you fast forward?
Well, but it still ends at 10 p.m.
No, I'm saying no, but do you fast forward even when you're watching back on it? Like, do you skip a lot of the nonsense now?
No. I like to soak up every moment. But so if you haven't seen this week's episode yet, just Turn
Dave,
us off.
I
for
don't
a second.
Think we have a whole lot of listeners.
Yeah, I don't stop think they care.
Our Bachelor fans.
There is, you'd be sorely mistaken.
I am not. I'm pretty sure that most of our audience probably not a Bachelor fan.
There was one girl on the show who was the single most annoying chick I think that's ever been on The Bachelor. She's a girl from San Diego who talked like this the whole time. And you could just tell dead behind her eyes. You guys have all met somebody like that before, right? Where
just
you're having a conversation.
The hamster fell off the wheel and died years ago.
Just so condescending in the way that she talked to other people and belittled everyone constantly and act like she was going to win the entire show. Well, boop, she gets the boot this week.
And Crystal, I'm very sorry.
This is such I'm floored. I'm just floored.
Turn it off.
Honestly, a question, like, does I really want like a strong, confident woman? Or does he want someone a little more timid that like needs him? I put myself out there for Ari, and I put up with a lot of like, I was weak, and I'm never weak.
Oh, my God.
How insufferable.
It hurts to not feel good enough.
That show's so stupid.
And then
that girl
she,
is so
then
stupid.
Then she went on to be like, well, it's probably for the better anyhow, because he probably wants a weak girl.
Shut up!
I was so happy to see her go.
I was so weak, and he's not weak.
Not weak.
She's 22, though,
I'm
right?
Four.
Or something. Nah, 25 or something like that.
And he's 36.
36, yeah.
Disgusting.
There's
How do you tolerate that?
Her?
Yeah, or just
all
like
of the other girls.
Everybody.
Hate her. They actually popped a bottle of champagne when she got kicked off the show. That's pretty awesome.
Hello, Las Vegas. This is Andy from the band Manchester Orchestra, and you are listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Same thing happened when we got fired in Houston. The whole staff popped bottles of champagne. Yeah. No, that's a true story.
Shut up!
They were very happy to see us go.
Yeah. See you later.
What they didn't know, we were happier to leave.
Here's the gold on X107.5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
And just coming out this morning, a Wynn Resort shareholder has now filed a lawsuit against Steve Wynn and the company board of directors for allegedly turning a blind eye and disregarding a sustained pattern of sexual harassment and egregious misconduct by the former CEO. A woman bought herself a head of lettuce to make herself a nice little salad. And
you know what? I like salads.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Like you can put like all sorts of stuff to make it delicious.
And really remove all of the health from it. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
And then found a lizard in her salad.
Like a live one?
No, it's dead.
I put my fork into my salad after a couple of bites and realized that my fork was not in an avocado slice. It was a lizard.
Oh my God.
It was disgusting. It was a shock. I immediately started to retch. When you read about in the papers, we need to be really diligent about, you know, washing your produce no matter where you get it from.
Okay, yeah, the other piece of the story here is that this chick obviously did not wash her lettuce before she started plowing into it.
Yeah.
Wash your lettuce, lady.
Yeah, you have to.
You dirty ass lettuce eater.
I don't know, like, I hate, like, if you're biting into something, you bite into something that's, like, you don't expect.
No one likes to be surprised.
No, but, like, the other day I was eating chicken and, like, I bit into a bone.
Nah,
and I didn't even,
that,
no, that disgusts me. I can't do that.
You have
that
a weird phobia of meat on bones.
What?
Don't you, like, not like meat on bones?
No.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do, like drumsticks or
she
anything.
She likes meat, and she likes bones, but you don't like meat on bones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do ribs, right?
I can't do ribs, but it disgusts me because it reminds me.
Either, right?
No, it has to be boneless.
Yeah.
I can't do that because it disgusts me so much I have to throw my food out.
But you love bones, just for the record.
Yeah, man.
Okay. So if you want to take your date, your significant other out for Valentine's Day, but maybe it's not in the budget right now to go to like a five-star restaurant.
A five-star restaurant?
This is a good excuse as to why you should take her to like Arby's or something. Fast food
Dave,
joints. What?
They've got the meats.
Speaking of meats.
They've got the meat sweats is what they got.
I love me some Arby's.
Oh, man. Me too,
Arby's
man.
After work.
Oh, man. Get that horsey sauce. I thought this was a skinny month.
Nah, man. Nah, I've given up.
You gave up?
I blew it up last night.
You did?
Yeah, my girlfriend made me go walk. And I was so tired after that. I'm like, I'm ordering a pizza with all the meats on it.
Oh, my
like
God.
Like double
dude.
Pepperoni,
by
double
the way,
sausage.
This is a good time to bring this up. Tomorrow, we're going to debut a game called Lazy Bones Mahones. And his girlfriend was the one that pitched this idea where she's going to give three real life scenarios of Mahoney being extraordinarily lazy that are all real. And only one is going to have a slight twist to it. And we're going to try to have somebody call and guess which one is the untruth. But These things will astound you. I was rolling on my couch last night as she was texting him over. I mean, this is just epic.
I'm very excited.
Let me just... Maybe we'll use this one tomorrow, maybe not. Let me just go ahead and... Since you just brought up the walk that you went on last night. She said, okay, I forced him to go on a walk with me after he smoked a cigar for a second day in a row. But we had to cut the walk short because he wanted to order a pizza and only had half of his credit card number memorized. And so he couldn't place the order. Thus, we had to cut the walk short. Is that true, sir?
Yeah, you'll have to find out tomorrow.
That's not even one of the three that she texted me. That was just a bonus one.
You have to find that out tomorrow. All
right, so maybe we'll toss that one in tomorrow.
But you know what? That
well.
Sucks if you can't remember your credit card to order something.
Lazy Bones Mahones tomorrow on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
I get you, Mahoney.
Yeah, but the point is, fast food restaurants are actually way cleaner than five-star restaurants.
Why is that?
I think it's because of the way they clean it. Like, you think about how they clean a fast food restaurant. They just take, like, buckets of bleach and throw it all over everything every night. Whereas five-star restaurants, well, they'll be clean. It's not the same cleaning process.
You're cleaning the grill all the time.
Not even, like, after hours?
But both of those places are way cleaner than where you normally eat, which is your house. Bacteria just everywhere.
Really?
Yep.
I believe it. Yeah.
My house is clean, man.
No, it's not.
I don't clean, but my girlfriend does.
You're disgusting.
How dare you?
So Rob Gronkowski's house was robbed while he was at the Super Bowl in Minnesota.
Rob Gronkowski?
Rob Gronkowski.
Got robbed.
Yep.
That's why. I mean, it's in his name.
Robbed Gronkowski.
911 line to quoted. Where is your emergency?
Hello. This is an emergency. This is just this is Rob Gronkowski calling. And while I was gone, my whole house got robbed while on the Super Bowl trip. And I just got back.
That's all I can think of now.
Rob Gronkowski.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
That's dirty, too.
It is, man.
Probably Pat Transit.
He's like, hey, this is Rob. I just got robbed.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Hey, where are y'all going with those ski masks and crowbars? Well, we're going to Rob Gronkowski.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Does not get old.
Speaking of bad jokes, we have those coming up next. If you have a really bad joke, dad joke for us, you can call us at 702-791-1075. We did this a couple of weeks ago, and it turned out awesome. You can also text them to us now on our brand new Centennial Toyota text line.
And we already got a few bad jokes.
Yeah, we got some coming in already.
73100.
Thank you very much.
Are you okay, buddy?
73100 is the phone number. Yeah, no, I think that's... Yeah. Yes.
You know why the number is 73100?
Why is it?
Because 731 is my birthday.
No, that's not why. It's 731.
So this text line is based...
July 31st.
It's based on you?
Yeah. So it's honoring my birthday.
And you're a zero.
Double zero.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, lay them on us, your bad jokes and your dad jokes. 702-791-1075 is the phone number, or you can text us on the new Centennial Toyota text line, 73100.
I'm reading a couple right now. They are glorious.
They are really good. All right, how about this one? Why does Snoop Dogg carry an umbrella?
Oh, no.
Faux drizzle. No? No?
Faux drizzle.
Okay. This one came to us from Charity. Why do ducks have feathers?
Why?
To cover up their butt quack. Come on.
Mahoney, you don't like these. These are great.
There's better ones out there.
What
I'm
does
sure.
a nosy pepper do?
Mm.
Gets jalapeno business?
All right, 702-791-1075 is the phone number. Again, text us at 73100 or on social media at Dave and Mahoney. Bring the heat, y'all.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's bad jokes, dad jokes.
I'm just a crazy dad.
Oh, Sylvia, you got one?
I have two. All right. Why was Tigger's head in the toilet?
Why?
Why?
He was looking for poo. All right. Did you hear about the red-headed baker?
No.
He makes gingerbread.
Oh, wow.
How about this one? This one coming to us from 714. What kind of shoes do gophers wear?
What kind of shoes?
Woodchucks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah. Sylvia, what is a pirate's favorite letter?
Is it R?
No. You'd think that, but we all know the pirate's first love is the sea.
Another one coming to us from 702. How do you make an egg roll?
How do you make an egg roll?
You push it.
What time did the man go to the dentist?
What time?
2:30.
That's awful.
What did one earthquake say to the other?
What?
It's not my fault.
Connor joining us on his way to Mesquite this morning. What's up, Connor?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, so my joke is, it never fails, by the way, so I hope you like it.
Okay.
What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
What?
One's a little lighter.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's
that's
good stuff.
Good. That's pretty good.
All right, Curtis, Centennial Hills, what's up?
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Dishes.
Dishes? Dishes who?
Dishes Sean Connery.
That's good.
Thank you.
You like that one.
CJ, Mountain's Edge. What's up, CJ?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
All right, so what did ODB say to the sushi chef?
What did Old Dirty Bastard say to the sushi chef? What?
Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
All right.
I mean, I'll give you props for bringing up ODB.
Josh from Green Valley, what's up?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good.
How I got out of Iraq?
How?
Iran.
See, it's funny.
That was good. That was good. That was good.
Thank you for calling.
How do you find Will Smith in the snow?
How?
You look for the Fresh Prince.
You know, you can't tell kleptomaniacs jokes.
Why
they
is
just
that?
They take things literally. Yeah, they get it, yeah, because they take things literally. They literally.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. That wasn't mine. That was from text.
Oh.
73100.
I like how you put that under the bus. That's not mine.
Yeah.
Do you know the difference between a garbanzo bean and a chickpea?
No.
I would never let a garbanzo bean on my face.
What?
I don't know. I would never let a garbanzo bean on my face.
I don't know.
I don't know
if we can tell that on the radio. What just happened?
I'm trying to. They make hummus. That's what like garbanzo beans. What are you talking about?
Two muffins are in the oven. One muffin says, "Gosh, it's hot in here." The other goes, "Ah, talking muffin."
No? All right, those last two. Those last two.
How do you wake up Lady Gaga?
How?
Poker face.
I like that one.
Yeah.
That
what do you call a walking nun?
A walking nun what?
Yeah. A Roman Catholic.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
That's pretty good.
That was good.
All right. Keep them coming. 702-791-1075. If you want to call us, text us 73100. On social media at Dave Mahoney. Here's Foster the People. Sit next to me.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's bad jokes, dad jokes.
I'm just a crazy dad.
Oh, man, y'all are goofy. Brian on Twitter said, why do men find it difficult to make eye contact?
Why is that?
Because breasts don't have eyes.
Mm.
Mm. Also from Brian, what did one ocean say to the other ocean?
What's that?
Nothing. They just waved. Steph said, from my 10-year-old, yo, mama's so stupid, she went to the jewelry store to get a new ringtone.
What?
Oh, my God.
Work on that one a little.
All right.
Work on that one. What did the mother buffalo say to her boy when he left for college?
Mm.
My son. That's a pretty good one.
What did the psychiatrist say to the naked man?
What's that?
Well, I can clearly see your nuts. Come on.
R.I.P. boiled water. You will be missed.
What kind of what? What kind of bees make milk?
What kind?
Boobies.
All right. All right. 791-1075.
We have a bunch coming in.
We got a bunch coming
in. Yeah, and you can also text us 73100. Madison, joining us from Enterprise. Hello, Madison.
Hi.
What do you got?
You want to know what my uncle said before he kicked the bucket?
Mm.
How far do you think I can kick this bucket?
Yes! That was cute. I like that one.
Thank you, Madison. Jordan, Centennial Hills.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Korean slime smells like pork.
Wait.
Kermit's middle finger.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you.
She botched the delivery.
Aww.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. Ricky, what's up?
Hey, why does the sea? Why is the sea so salty?
Why?
Because the beach never waves back.
That's great, Danielle.
Yeah.
What do you got for us?
So, what's red and green and spins really fast?
What's red and green and spins really fast? What's that?
Frog in a blender.
Oh, that's just a little morbid.
Oh, it's just sad.
Oh. Why am I the only one laughing?
Thanks for the call. Yo mama is so fat. When I pictured her in my head, I broke my neck. From Alan.
That's funny.
What's the only drink size that they allow in North Korea?
What's that?
A supreme leader.
This one. I don't tell dad jokes. But when I do, he laughs.
Oh, wow.
I sent my son to his room for saying Jim Morrison is overrated. Nobody slams the doors in my face. Or in my house.
You're really... Okay. I
butchered
that one up. Yeah. You're really good at telling these jokes.
I am.
What
I butchered.
What do cows do on the weekend?
What's that, Dave?
Go to the movies. No. What happens when you bury a cow?
What's that?
It becomes ground beef.
I like that one.
God, these are so bad.
What's the most crunk place to go to the bathroom?
The most crunk place to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Where?
The Little John.
Don't hate Mahoney.
What did the psychiatrist say to the unicorn?
Mm.
You need to believe in yourself. I'm just picking the wrong ones.
All right, John, what's up?
Why didn't the koala get the job?
Why?
He didn't meet qualifications.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
Good.
That's yeah. good. What is a pirate's favorite place to go eat?
Where's that?
Arby's.
Why you got to keep bringing up Arby's, man? You know I'm hungry.
Oh.
You got curly fries there.
Jeez.
Anyone else? No.
I got nothing else. I got nothing else.
No, I butchered like the last three.
6:30 is the best time on the clock.
Why is that?
Hands down.
Ah.
<Except Yeah. dumb. laughs>
No.
My first job was working at an orange juice factory, but I got canned. Couldn't concentrate.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
And you said you didn't have any more.
Yeah. Liar. You liked this, didn't you, Mahoney?
No, this is pretty dumb.
No, it was great.
This is pretty dumb.
Oh, no, man, this is great.
I liked it.
What do you call a fish with no eyes?
What's that?
A fish.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Like every day, we have some new videos up at davidmahoney.com. Sylvia, what can people find there this morning?
There is a guy that is riding his ATV up on the side of a cliff.
Like vertically going up a cliff in an ATV? All right.
And then I'm spacing on the other one that we had, but there's another video.
Really compelling content we have up on davidmahoney.com. You can check it out.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
We'll just round out bad jokes with this one, Dave.
Yeah, what's that?
What's it called when a king and queen have no children?
What's that?
A receding hairline.
The receding airline, I believe, is what it would be called. All right.
Hair.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So coming up, we have your chance to win some tickets for Queens of the Stone Age and Tips Your Toddler. And we're going to be checking the voicemail again. And what's the other video?
Oh, a guy breaks a world record for slicing watermelon on his belly.
DaveandMahoney.com.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. Please leave a message after the tone.
Yo, 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 Mahoney, beautiful Sylvia, no booty having ass Ian, Froggy, how you guys doing? Hey, I don't appreciate you talking to Sylvia like that and telling her she's been jumping fences and she's all worn out. Why she got to be jumping fences, man, because she's Mexican? We dig tunnels now, ho. What you talking about, fences?
Message deleted.
I didn't say that Sylvia had jumped a fence, Ivan. Again, you're blind, you're not deaf.
Oh,
listen,
God.
Up. I was talking about her youth jumping over a fence and running away like a dog.
Hey!
Sure. If it makes you happier, her youth dug a tunnel and escaped that way.
No,
whatever you prefer.
I am going to be 29. That is still young.
Hey!
No. Yeah. I still got it, man.
Yeah.
I still got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like I don't got it? I got it.
I didn't say anything. It's you're projecting, Sylvia.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what a lot of older people do.
They love projectors.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave, Mahoney, hey, I got an idea. With the movie quote quiz, there's got to be at least one criteria that the contestants have to meet. They have to own the television.
Message deleted.
Yeah, we've had some really crappy contestants over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Ian, are you purposely picking people who don't know anything about movies?
Oh, totally, Mahoney, yes.
No, I'm just curious.
I'm
because
approaching,
you know,
all of them and saying, hey, how do you not know?
Is there
know
a screening process that goes through that you pick these people, how you pick these people? Because I know lots of people are calling.
Yes, lots of people are calling. Yes, so what
how
I do
you choose
is,
Mary this week?
What I do,
or whatever
well,
her name was.
Wendy.
Whatever. First of all, I make sure it's a name you can't remember. And then I ask them their favorite movie.
What did she say? What was her favorite movie?
She did not give an answer.
And so you still chose to go with her.
You know what? But today I made it so easy. I literally, like, those were the easiest movie quotes. I feel like today was the easiest.
The Shining
movie
was
quote
the only
quiz.
One that I could see some people not getting because it's, you know, that's an older, but I feel like Jack Nicholson has such a distinct voice that you should know.
And Ace Ventura. I mean, Jim Carrey. It's pretty hard not to get that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of those were pretty hard not to get.
Yeah.
Please all leave a message after the tone.
I'm sitting in my car screaming at the radio at you for helping her for that.
Message deleted.
More fallout from the movie quote quiz this week. I feel like we had to help her on one, but then Dave just went way too far with the Cool Runnings one. You just basically
gave that you helped her was fine, but then the way that I helped her was not cool.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Here's an interesting question. We were joking with you about how your youth is escaping you like a runaway pet.
No, it's not. Escaping me.
We just got a text, 73100, the new Centennial Toyota text line. Yeah. Sylvia, what is something that Dave and Mahoney do that make you think that they are old?
Mahoney's constant complaining.
Yeah, he's kind of a grumpy old man.
Yeah, he's a grumpy old man.
Mm-hmm.
I've been complaining my entire life, just so you
that's
know.
That's right.
I know.
Just so it's nothing new.
Just so you know.
So you're
that's not a new addition to my arsenal.
Yeah. I've known Mahoney since he's like 22 and just the whole time, just bitch fest.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
KXTE-FM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, it's time to take a contestant for Tipsy or Toddler. We're not going to help on this one. 702-791-1075. If you win today, tickets to Queens of the Stone Age.
Going to be a great show.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Tipsy or Toddler?
All right, Michael is joining us this morning from North Las Vegas. What's up, Michael? How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good. How about you guys?
Good. So, any experience with toddlers?
Yes, I have a 10-year-old.
A 10-year-old. All right, perfect. So, as you realize, kids sometimes say things that are very reminiscent of the exact same things that an adult would say when they've had too many drinks.
Correct.
Lots of experience with drunks?
Oh, yeah. I've been those drunks.
Oh, good, good, good. All right. So, each of us are going to read you a different phrase, and you have to determine whether or not it was said by a tipsy person or a toddler. If you get three or more correct out of these five, we're going to set you up with a pair of tickets to go see Queens of the Stone Age. And my intro for this bit makes it seem like I'm pretty drunk this morning. So, sorry about that.
It's okay.
All right,
it's okay.
Mahoney, take it away with number one.
Number one. So, yeah, disley, your finger go a little, my your son go a little up.
I'm going to go with toddler.
Toddler is correct. Let's have a listen.
Yeah, just leave your finger go a little, my your son go a little up.
Very
a lot
good.
Of ink, yeah. Like a lot of just gibberish.
Mm-hmm.
Just yeah. gibberish.
What about Screaming Eagle of Success?
Oh, no, I played it for you.
Got you. It.
Yeah,
you got it. You, got it. Don't you, you settle down. Yeah, don't you settle worry. Down, Michael.
Oh, buddy. Man.
We are the tamer of that eagle.
That's right.
All right.
We'll call to him to rain down freedom upon you.
Sylvia, go ahead.
Are we in town yet? Look, this, I say, derg, a bug low 10, a bug low, just go stray.
I'm going to say drunk.
Mm. Again, correct, Michael.
Look
yes.
at that eagle.
Awesome.
Here we go.
Are we in town yet? Let's say, I say two rashes when I say go straight.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Oh. One more time here.
Are we in town yet? Let's say, I say two rashes when I say go straight.
Okay. Oh. Two for two on the board. Well done. One more correct, and you're going to win this outright. Third one here is... Boo then fin out doctor wants me to go back. I'm going to go back to the eye doctor because I have eye doctor appointment.
I'm going to say drunk.
Drunk is correct. Oops.
Awesome.
There you go.
And I didn't get no help. You see that? No help from any of you guys.
That's oh, right. That's right. Three for three.
Aren't you fancy?
The doctor wants me to go back. I'm going back to the eye doctor. Appointment.
All right, Mahoney, let's keep going just for the fun of it.
All right. That's mean because I have, has me to say me drinks.
Ooh. I'm going to say toddler.
Toddler, unfortunately, is incorrect.
Uh-huh.
That was uh-huh. a drunk person. That's let's right. have a listen.
That's mean because then I have. Oh, damn it! Me has to say it, me. Drinks.
Oh, could have gone either way on that one. All right, Sylvie, you want to give him the last one here?
Yeah. We used to take something else different so I don't have to take it because sometimes that tastes yucky.
I'm going to say toddler on that one.
Toddler is correct, I guess. Final one. Let's have a listen.
We used to take something else different, so I don't have to take it because sometimes that tastes yucky.
4 out of 5, you nailed it.
You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around.
Queens of the Stone Age, February 16th, over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Well done, man. Thank you for listening today, and you nailed it. You redeemed the show after that horrendous movie quote quiz earlier today.
Yeah.
Well done, man.
Awesome, you guys.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
Today's Redneck Report is coming up next. A donkey falls through the roof of someone's house in Brazil.
How does that happen?
Oh, boy. A brazen bank robber, not exactly a criminal mastermind, hands his driver's license over to the teller he's robbing. A couple discuss hidden narcotics while in the back of a patrol car.
Oh, boy.
And an open relationship turns ugly when one man beats another with a wooden coffee table leg. All of that and more in today's Redneck Report.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's the Redneck Report.
All right. Normally, the Redneck Report consists mostly of stories coming out of the great state of
Florida.
However, to start today's Redneck Report, we go international, y'all.
International.
This one takes us down to Brazil. Nice family sitting in their house when all of a sudden they hear something on the roof. And all of a sudden something falls through the roof and they realize that's a donkey. A donkey has just fallen through the roof.
How did a donkey fall through the roof?
Well, the donkey was caught on camera falling through the roof of the house in Brazil. The video begins with the donkey's legs dangling through a small hole in the roof. And then the donkey flailed around because that's what donkeys do. Enough to enlarge the hole, and it fell completely through the roof into the house, where it quickly stood up and just left. The homeowner says the donkey walked onto the roof from an adjacent hill and walked away totally uninjured. Just right into the house. Whoopsie.
So, like, the family's still watching TV as they're watching the donkey just leave their house. Like,
where are
what
you going?
What just happened?
I see the legs, but what is that coming from?
Oh, my God! Ah, what an ass.
Thank you. bad jokes.
Donald Towns, 41 years old, walked into a bank in Florida.
Okay.
And he walked out with a bunch more money when he said that he had a concealed firearm.
Ah, that's usually not how you're supposed to withdraw money from a bank.
He was arrested approximately 36 minutes after the robbery. Police say that he walked into the bank saying he wanted to open a bank account, and he had $1,200 that he wanted to deposit. And when asked to provide a driver's license, he gave a photocopy of his driver's license to the bank manager. And then he also handed the bank manager a note saying, "I have a gun." Police later discovered that that was, in fact, his real photocopy driver's license he handed over, as well as writing his demand note on the back of a medical slip that was for discharging him from the hospital that also had his name on it. Suspect was located a short distance from the bank, and he was arrested.
Should have planned that one out.
Yeah.
A Florida couple was arrested Saturday after a woman's husband asked her to conceal a plastic bag somewhere on her anatomy. We'll let you use your imagination. While they were sitting in the back of a patrol car. So Stephen, 37, and Jamie, 28, were pulled over at approximately 6:40 p.m. after their car crossed a solid yellow line several times. Police say they did not find any illegal drugs or contraband in the car. One of the deputies, though, listened to the recording from the back of the patrol car and heard the couple discussing a concealed item somewhere in her possession. Yeah, and when they went back and listened to it, they said, "Hey, we heard you say that you got a baggie of cocaine. And we prefer if you just give it to us and do this the easy way." And at which point she went, "There you have it."
Oh, my God.
It was in her pocket.
It was in her pocket. Oh, okay. Yeah. That pocket.
A 54-year-old man admitted to using a piece of furniture, specifically a wooden leg from a coffee table, to beat up a man who he said was sexually assaulting his girlfriend. Well, when police arrived, they said, I'm not so sure about that. The three people knew each other and had a consensual three-way relationship going on Saturday. Ooh. The 54-year-old man left his apartment on Sunday, and then when he came back, he found his girlfriend getting reacquainted with the new man.
Ooh.
Flew into a rage and said, "Give me that coffee table leg, I'm gonna kick your ass!" And started beating him with it, at which point the police were called, and
he was just jealous.
Yeah, the boyfriend... Yeah, maybe you should.
I'm no relationship expert here. Mm-hmm. I know that may come as a shock to most of you.
It mm-hmm. is, yeah.
But if you have rage and jealousy issues, those types of arrangements probably shouldn't be in your.
You're okay with her getting it on with that dude as long as you're in the room also getting it on?
But yeah, not because.
Okay, I get it. Yeah,
he has
okay.
his eye on everything.
I see, yeah. And last but not least, a 20-year-old guy named Pedro went to a strip club called the Treasure Club in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina on Sunday night.
Have you been to the Treasure Club?
I have not been to the Treasure Club, I don't think. For some reason, he beat up one of their toilets. Wow. He was spotted kicking the top off the toilet over and over until he busted the plumbing open to the point where the bathroom started flooding. And then the crap water went seeping into the main lobby of the Treasure Club. That is not the type of treasure I was expecting here. That is not a treasure
at
all.
That is cool.
Pedro fled the scene, and the police found him behind a storage company and arrested him. He did about $4,000 worth of damage and was charged with malicious injury and, shockingly, public intoxication.
Oh, that's
too many bevies, yeah.
I didn't know that was going to be the result.
Yeah, old Pedro, $4,000 worth of damage to the old turd pot there at the Treasure Club. Blah.
There is no sex in the champagne room, but luckily for Pedro, there is in prison.
Yeah.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Judah and the Lion are coming to Las Vegas. They're going to be over at the House of Blues on February the 10th. Would you like to go to that show for free? Your chance is coming up next. Know the show on the way.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, today's question a little bit harder. Listen to this closely, and if you know the answer, 702-791-1075.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Don't you, like, not like...
No.
She likes... And she likes... But you don't like...
Yeah.
Yeah. So Sylvia specifically does not like something. She was talking about her eating habits earlier, the things she was putting in her mouth, and she had a surprise with something she recently had put in her mouth, and she didn't like it. So what are these two things that she does not like together? She likes the blank, and she likes the blank, but she doesn't like the blank on the blank. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
702-791-1075 is the phone number.
Or you could have just said, what doesn't Sylvia like to eat?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could have said that.
Yeah,
that probably would have saved us like 30 words.
You're probably right.
That's okay.
But I mean, I wanted to make this
Mahoney is the voice of reason here.
Yeah. I wanted to make it a little trickier, though. I mean, these are good tickets. Whoa. Judah and the Lion, House of Blues, February 10th. So coming up.
Mahoney's
just a couple of days away.
Yeah.
I love Judah and the Lion. I think they have the dumbest band name ever. It's so hipster.
It's not hipster.
It is because it's biblical. They used to be a
Christian band.
Yeah. I know. But it's still so hipster. They're a good band.
They're hipster but Christian band?
They should have called themselves Creed 2.
Creed 2.
No.
I can't disagree with that. That is a strong name right there. 702-791-1075. Good morning. What is your name?
Dave.
Hey, Dave. First off, fantastic name. What is the correct answer? Sylvia doesn't like blank on the blank.
Bone on her meat.
I mean,
close enough. It's meat on the bone. Whatever.
I know.
No, we know.
Yeah, she loves the bone.
She doesn't like bone on the meat.
Yeah, she
doesn't work that way.
She loves the bone. She loves meat, but not meat on the bone. All right, Dave, congrats. Judah and the Lion, House of Blues, February 10th, just a couple of days away. You're going for free.
We're going to play some Dead Eye Dick tomorrow on Throwback Thursday in honor of Sylvia?
It seems like it makes sense, right?
Really?
Do you know that song?
No.
Don't eat meat, but you sure likes the bone.
I know the song now.
We're pretty. Why do we just perform it live?
Yeah, let's do it live.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.